Theme of the Week podcast, week 13, Ben Rangers, coach Ron Weinmiller, selected for the award last Friday, a big win over Fairfield in the regional final. Got you to here into the Hamilton County sectionals, but, you know, big 13-point win over a really good Fairfield team.
Yeah, it was. You know, a team that had had a win over Nashville already this year, and it kind of rolled through their conference and very explosive offensively. You know, had gotten second at El Dorado, had won the Carmike tournament, you know, had a lot of great accolades. And we knew we had our hands full, and but we were able to make a few plays down the stretch and find a way to win.
Last Wednesday, you faced Harrisburg. You know, a lot of people thought this season, you know, Harrisburg, oh, they're just Harrisburg. And then that last 2 weeks, really, for them, they turned it on. They flipped a switch. I don't know what happened with there, but they beat Heron. They shock El Dorado. They give you guys a run for your money. You have to win on a buzzer beater to beat them. They're a team, though, when you look at next year, that teams are going to have to be afraid of.
Yeah, I think when you look at, not to look too far ahead, but our conference was – had a lot of parity this year, and I think it will next year as well, you know. And but Harrisburg, we told our guys all along, even, you know, we just played them 10 days before that, and we said from Christmas to the 1st of February, they're probably the most improved team in Southern Illinois as far as how much better they had gotten. You know, Godsey was playing with a lot of confidence. Gibbs was playing with a lot of confidence, and we knew we were going to have our hands full, and the difference between that game and the other games, we got up 12 and they battled back. And, you know, in the first two games, when we got up 12, we were able to extend it.
Games like that, you usually can take a lesson and kind of roll it into the upcoming games, especially in postseason. What did that game teach your team with it being down to the wire against a team like Harrisburg?
Well, I think with the last few games that we played in the regular season, you know, we had to beat Massac here at home, and then we had to beat Murfreesboro at home to get a share of the conference. And I thought our guys showed some grit and some toughness in both of those games that maybe we hadn't early in the year, and I thought that just kind of carried over into the regional.
After Murfreesboro, we talked about Reese Johnson. You know, you got to be so happy to have him. You look at the way the Rangers play this season, and it seems like he was the missing piece, really.
He really was. You know, we had a returning point guard in Grant Gordon who moved to Christopher. So, you know, there was kind of a few weeks there where we were a little bit of scratching our head. But, yeah, Reese has been the missing piece that we needed. And not only on the floor but off the floor, the guys have acclimated themselves very well to him. And if you're around Reese very much, he's a very humble kid. He's a great teammate. He's the first one to congratulate other guys when good things happen. And so he's not only what we needed on the floor, but he's probably what we needed off the floor to fit in so good with our group.
Well, you start play at McLeansboro tonight for the sectional. You'll be playing Nashville, of course, a very good team in Southern Illinois. And then you look at the field around you, Murfreesboro, of course. You tangled with them a couple times this season. And then Mount Carmel, maybe some people expecting Massac County to come out of that regional. But Mount Carmel's got the resume, especially the past couple of years, also to really be here and not to take lightly. You're just in a sectional that's going to be so tough. And every single night at this point in the year, no matter how good you play, the next night you're going to have to play even better.
Yeah, when the pairings came out, I said that there's going to be a good team that doesn't even make it to a regional final, and it was almost us. But Althoff beats Freeburg, so, and then I said not all the top seeds are going to get through. I don't know who it'll be, but I didn't expect it to be three out of the four underdogs, so to speak. And we've talked a lot about our guys with this. You know, we play tonight. Any of the four teams could make a case to win it. You know, I said, there's not a hoop squad in there. There's not a Harrisburg from 3 or 4 years ago. You know, every team has got to feel like, man, we got a shot at winning this. And I think that's what makes it so exciting for all four of us to feel like we do have a legitimate chance to win it.
Should be a fun sectional. Obviously, you can't look past tonight with Nashville, especially it being Nashville. But if you can get past tonight, maybe Murfreesboro wins tomorrow night, how fun would it be to have sectional finals, McLeansboro, that historic gym, and have a river-to-river rivalry going on right there, and especially with you guys splitting the series this year also?
Well, you know, I texted Daryl and Joe last Friday and said, hey, we split the conference. We might as well all be in the sectional together. And, you know, I think it's one of those things that there's a lot of competition, but there's also a lot of bragging rights that goes with when your conference does well. And I can assure you that Daryl would love nothing more than us to win tonight, and we'd love nothing more for them to win, to have two Ohio Division teams and showcase what we feel is one of the best conferences in Southern Illinois. And it would be fun, but we got an awful tall order tonight.
Thanks for the time, Coach. Best of luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.